Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Guatemala International Solidarity in Light of Threats Against Cook Leader Daniel Pascual. Several social and popular organizations are supporting the struggle of Daniel Pascual Hernandez, a member of the Peasant Unity Committee of Guatemala, Cook, part of CLOC, Villa Campesina, in light of the criminal proceedings filed against him by a former military officer, in addition to an international campaign in solidarity and demanding the protection of this Guatemalan indigenous leader and peasant. Last Friday, there was a press conference in the capital city of the country. Former military officer Ricardo Mendez Ruiz of the Foundation Against Terrorism filed a complaint against Pascual for defamation and slander due to the statements by Pascual that were distorted. Several organizations, among them peasant groups, cooperatives, women, youth, and student organizations, the civil society, academics, and the Guatemalan Community Radios movement, expressed their support to Daniel Pascual, who has been denouncing inequalities and has been demanding the respect and enforcement of human rights and the rights of indigenous people. The organization state that in addition to the objective risks against Pascual and his family in light of a public accusation, the aim is also to silence human rights defenders, peasants, and indigenous people in the context of increasing conflicts in Guatemala. In statements to Cadena Radial FGR, Pascual made connections with the former military officer who filed the complaint and the physical assaults against a Cook delegation in January in San Juan Zacatepeques. About his plaintiff, Pascual said that he is a member of a military family linked to state terrorism in Guatemala and highlighted that the Foundation Against Terrorism has been behind harassment, hate, and racist attitudes towards peasant organizations and leaders. Men, women, indigenous people, non-indigenous people, rural and urban workers could be imprisoned for speaking their minds, said Pascual. He added that the aim is to delegitimize Cook's and his work that dates back to the mobilizations for the enforcement of the 1996 peace agreements, agrarian development laws, and community claims.